In 2009, I received the following message on Facebook from a man named Wes, who was in his early 40s. Here's what it said. I don't know if you have any good Facebook stories, but I think you might after you read this. I'm not exactly sure why, but I feel compelled by God to tell you this story. It goes all over the place, he writes, so bear with me. I have known I was adopted all my life. I was raised in a Christian home by two terrific people who could not have children of their own. I'm now happily married and have my own children whom I dearly love. I never had a desire to seek out my birth parents until a few years ago. I was attending a Christian retreat, and one of the speakers was an older man who told about getting his girlfriend pregnant and then secretly giving the child up for adoption years ago. He explained that he had lived with constant guilt, and eventually that caused him to develop a hard heart and a bitterness towards God. One day, his daughter contacted him and told him that she forgave him, and God did too. It changed this man's life, and he spoke of the freedom and the healing he had found. His email to me continued, "This story," Wes says, "made me think of my own situation. I wondered if it would help my birth parents to know that I was doing okay. I was able to find the name of my birth father and contacted him. It became clear to me that I was right about the guilt and pain that could follow a person after making such a difficult decision. He had never told anyone about my birth. It seemed it was probably best that I not interfere with his life or complicate things for him. But then something happened," he writes. "One night I was lying in bed with my wife, and one of your shows came on TV. I was already half asleep, but my wife was watching it. Suddenly, I was startled when my wife exclaimed, 'Oh my God, I think that's your cousin.' She was talking about you, Kyle. She knew a lot more about my birth family than I did because she is the one who did all the research. I didn't believe her, but after a little Google search, I realized she was correct. I hope you're not too shocked, but your uncle, David Eidelman, is my birth father. I picked you to contact first because you're a pastor and I thought you might be used to giving counsel on difficult situations. I know that I also have a sister, but I don't know if she knows about me. I don't want to stir the family pot and create problems or difficult situations, but like I said, I felt like God compelled me to reach out." Well, when I read that Facebook message, immediately a lot of things made sense to me. I had grown up close to my Uncle Dave. He taught me how to slalom water ski when I was a kid and gave me a few karate lessons when I was in middle school. But as I grew older, I could tell my uncle carried a heavy weight wherever he went. Keeping a secret like that for so many years wearies a man. His eyes often seemed tired to me, worn out, like he was always just getting off a long day at work. My Uncle Dave somehow misgraced when his girlfriend became pregnant. He shouldn't have missed it. He grew up in a church environment, and his girlfriend's father was a pastor. He shouldn't have misgraced, but somehow it didn't get communicated. Carrying around the guilt and shame of a secret like that for decades takes a toll on a man's heart. When the secret about my Uncle Dave's son came out, it was overwhelming for him. For decades, he had lived with the weight of it and the fear of people finding out. What would my dad, his older brother, say? What would his parents, my grandparents, say? Would they feel cheated out of knowing their grandchild? And what about his daughter, my cousin? She had grown up as an only child. She'd always wanted a brother.